Okay, Brahmakund, wherever this goes. Do some notes for this meeting about fundraising. Just trying to remember what I learned back then. Well, the main principle was we don't ask you for donations, money. For our work, we are together doing a nice work for God. And although we may have different roles in this work, we're all doing it together. So to put that in a Krishna conscious perspective here, what do we find in the Indian Vedic tradition? Well, let's see what I can remember. We got the principle that the temple is there in the town or whatever, village, and it is upheld, managed, served by Brahminical people. In this case, devotees of God, unselfish, who are simply and only interested in serving Krishna, serving God, Krishna in our case. Especially this ISKCON movement is belonging to the Gaudiya mission, which belongs to the Sankirtan mission of Sri Sri Gaudiya, which follows in the mission of the Puranas of Srimad Bhagavatam, started there in Naimisharanya, how to help people in this age of Kali to be, you know, enlightened and happy and remember their relationship to God and how happiness comes from living in that relationship and the relationship to each other as devotees of God, as parts of God. Which Srila Bhaktisiddhanta emphatically announced is the key to solving even the biggest problems of the world today. So we got this knowledge. And we got these temples. But we also got these gatherings of devotees, Vaishnava devotees. Some who gave their lives for serving in the temples and serving this mission. And thus have lived very humbly, simply, just giving all their, most of their efforts in that service. So that's what we have here. And this Brahmakund is one of those places which has a long history, really. But again, Prabhupada taught us that in India, you got the temple there, in the town or whatever. And the wonderful and important thing with this temple is that it is a Brahminical institution, so to speak, meaning not just fine Brahmanas dressed up nicely and speaking fine words, but sincere, honest, humble, simple, dedicated servants of God. And if you are a business person who make money, who produce values of some kind and make profit, and having something left over, some excess value, whatever, above what you need and what you naturally would save, for unforeseen needs, the way people do, then you shall safely, you can safely give part of that to such a temple and trust that every little speck of that, every little paisa will be used responsibly, carefully, optimally, what do you say, for that service. And there in traditional India, it can be as simple as this, that farmers showing their gratitude for getting a good crop, for instance, go to the temple and donate foodstuffs and the brahmanas there receive it on behalf of God, use it to cook nice prasadam offered to Krishna, to God, and then distributing freely to everyone around. And we learned that there is even a rule in India, or was, that nobody should go hungry within a certain radius from a temple. And this is such a beautiful, I would say, foundation for a healthy society, for the God-conscious society that we, you know, Prabhupada wanted to build with this movement. Now, this fully depends on trust. And this is something that the Christians have been working with and developing very much through the years. They have this donor cycle there that, yes, I give to this congregation, this work, this mission, this temple, in that case, the church, because I trust those who take care of and receive those donations. And why do I trust them? Because there's accountability. Trustability, if that's a word. You can see exactly what your donation was used for. You can decide yourself what kind of activities you want your donation to support. And you are now part of the gang. You're not an outsider giving to the insiders. You, just like everyone else involved, are part of this beautiful teamwork, cooperation, congregation. That are together carrying out that mission, that work for God. And thus you will see, and that is really where the circle is completed. And if it doesn't get completed, it won't work. You can see clearly, practically, what good your donation did. Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so gave so-and-so much And it was used for that. Thank you very much. Because now so many are benefited. So that trust is not something that you can just trick people into by saying the right thing or behaving, looking the right way. It has to be real trust based on real, factual, honest dealings, able management of the resources, trustworthy management and organization that is not here today, gone tomorrow, that stays and lasts and does its work and is sustainable year after year, where my donation is there doing its beneficial work for a long time. So the thank you, not just as a strategy or a technique for getting donations, but sincere. Because it's a sacrifice that the person does by giving part of their income or part of their work hours, part of their energy, which it of course always is, to this mission, to this service. So I would say that the very fundamentals, the ground, the platform, the pillars that such a congregational work should be built on is that what we just described? Not how to talk the talk and walk the walk and convince people to give, by sly techniques, but for real. And I can give an example how it can otherwise easily go a little wrong. When I came to ISKCON and joined 1978, became a brahmachari, I learned that going out on Sankirtan, selling Prabhupada's books on the streets or door to door, was at the very core and inner most important purpose of this mission. So there I was, and I was taught how to do it from some who had come up with clever ways of selling the books. You said this, or you said that, whatever was needed. helping young people who have problems, give a donation, and then we give you a book, by the way. Because these Swedish people were, of course, not interested in Indian Vedic philosophy. In buying a book called Sri Upadasamrita on the street. So yeah, it worked. We did it, and I hated it. And some of us, I guess by the inspiration of from high above, well, it was actually we, me involved, who started it, our group, as far as I remember, starting to just tell people what the book was about. It's about yoga, meditation, reincarnation. You ever heard about that? Indian philosophy, old classic. Which we were told originally that we shouldn't say, because then people would just refuse to take the book. But now we said it, and we sold more books. So what I learned from that, and which made me inspired to even walk there on the streets with the books. And I was even a Sankirtan leader in Denmark for one and a half years. Was that this is now for real. We are now honest. We're not tricking people, we're not cheating. And this is what I then, since then, always honored and pushed for, that honesty. That this clear, open, obvious mission is here. And we are all serving it together. Someone may be in a management position, leadership position. Some may be in a teacher position. Some may be in a financial position. But we're all just serving the same honorable purpose and goal. So yeah, we can start there sometime.